listeners of ACET English, welcome back. This is Sayla.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 彬彬。
So our beloved listeners, right now we are hiring, looking for an English teacher or English host. The working location is in Qingdao, so please apply and join our family.
亲爱的粉丝朋友们，一席文化在招聘全职的英文老师和英文主播，工作地点呢在美丽的海滨城市青岛，欢迎大家帮忙推荐或者自荐。
So what do we want to talk about today?
那前面的 podcast 我们聊过了西方人最常用的五种招聘网站与 app。那接下来呢我们顺便聊一聊你们找工作的这个 flow, 这个流程吧。我们来看看地球上的天选打工人们是不是都差不多的。So what is the process finding a job?
Yeah, this is a very important process to understand.
Mm-hmm.
So first, you should write a resume.
Yeah, write a resume. 写个简历 a resume.
Mm-hmm. A resume is a list of all of your accomplishments, education, experiences, awards, volunteer hours, and qualifications.
Mm-hmm. Qualifications. 就是列一列你的这个价值点。
It shows the company why you are qualified for the position.
除了这个之外呢，你还要有一封 cover letter.
Yeah. You may also have to write this cover letter, which is a few paragraphs that explains what position you are applying for and why you should be considered for the position.
Cover letter 就像是总结一下自己为什么是这个岗位的最合适的人选哈。
Yeah, it is like convincing them to consider you. You are selling yourself to them.
Yeah, 说服对方一定要考虑一下你 convincing them they should consider you. 然后呢?
Then you must look on job boards, either in person or online.
Look on job boards, 浏览一些招聘的信息。
You should make sure that you are qualified and able to do the job, and it pays you what you want.
对，这个蛮重要的哈，你要确保 you are qualified and able to do the job, 能做得了哈，然后还要注意一下这个，是不是要注意一下这个办公地点以及办公的方式？
Yeah, also pay attention to its location. Is it in person, remote, or hybrid?
疫情让办公方式固定成了这个三种哈，一种是 in person, 对吧？面对面的，然后再一个是 remote, 远程办公，网上办公或者说在家办公 work from home, 以及 hybrid, 两种方式混合的。
Yeah, and after you submit your resume or cover letter, you must be patient and wait.
Yeah.
If you want, you can also email the employer introducing yourself and telling them you have sent your information to them and you are eager to hear back.
对，大胆的去跟用人单位联系，其实为了一个你自己想要得到的岗位而积极努力的人一定会增加印象分的。
Yeah.This helps them to notice you and keeps you in their mind.
那接下来就该面试了。
Yeah, if it all goes well, you will get an interview.
首先要注意的是着装。
Yes, please dress nicely for the interview.
Yeah, dress nicely. 不要穿着拖鞋就去了。
Yeah, in business casual or something professional.
商务休闲风，对吧？ Dress in business casual.或者呢，干脆就是 something professional, 职业一点的。
Even if your interview is online, you should still dress nicely.
对，哪怕你下边穿着短裤，是吧？上面也都要穿 dress nicely.
Yeah. Otherwise, if you have to stand up suddenly, they see it, that's very embarrassing.
对，你们欧美国家面试的时候常问的问题有什么呢？
Some common interview questions may be, why are you interested in working for this company?
对 why are you interested in working for this company? 为什么想来我们公司工作对吧 What kind of answer are you looking for?
I think they are looking for, oh, I believe in this company's mission, or I am excited for the opportunity it will give me, something that praises what the company does. So what do you think is the perfect answer? Why are you interested in working for this company?
我觉得吧，如果要是一个年轻人如果跟我说我来一席呢，是因为我看到一席是有一个这种社会责任感的这种组织，然后我想通过一席为国家和社会尽我个人的责任，那我会觉得哇哦，这个年轻人成功的引起了我的注意。
Yes, they are hired. They have my attention.
对对对，真的。那第二个常问的问题是什么呢？
What is a strength and weakness you have?
这个我们也经常问，就是优缺点。你被问过吗？你是怎么回答的呢？
I think I've been asked this nearly every interview I have done,
mm-hmm.
and my answer changes depending on where I work. So maybe a strength will be that I can work very hard and I can do what needs to be done, and a weakness is maybe I don't have a lot of experience in that field and have a lot to learn.
That's a smart answer.
Mm-hmm.
嗯，其实我觉得吧，其实也没有必要太 tricky， 真诚的回答就可以了，因为这样也能帮助用人单位给你安排更加适合你的岗位。
Mm-hmm, exactly. And as long as you show them that you are willing to learn and willing to work hard, you can overcome almost anything.
Exactly. 那还有其他最常问的这个面试问题吗？
What does your ideal work environment look like?
理想中的工作环境哈 ,ideal work environment. 那还有呢
?Or tell me about a time you worked on a team.
Tell me about a time you worked on a team. 这是要看你的这个团队合作能力 ,a time you worked on a team.、
Mm-hmm. Or how do you respond to conflict?
如何应对冲突如果你不明白对方的 conflict 是指什么的话完全可以问清楚之后再回答对吧
Yeah, you can ask a clarifying question like, what kind of conflict are you referring to? Can you give me an example?、
What conflict are you referring to? 对吧然后可以举个例子吗其实求职者也可以提问问题的是吧
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should also have a few questions prepared to ask them.
对因为你提前、have a few questions prepared 提前准备好几个你关心的问题不要觉得不好意思提问、
mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah It shows that you are interested and engaged
对 This shows that you are interested and engaged 因为面试本身就是双向选择、
mm-hmm. Yeah, this is very important An interview is as much a time for you to evaluate them as it is them to evaluate you
双向选择哈，那你们西方人去应聘的时候，都会向这个用人单位提什么问题呢
？Yeah, you can ask them, "What does a typical day at this job look like?"
What does a typical day at this job look like? 这个工作一天都是什么样的？都做什么哈、
mm-hmm. ？Yeah, or who would be your ideal candidate?
Who will be your ideal candidate? 你们想要什么样的应聘者、
Or I like this one. What is something in your organization you are trying to improve or change now?
这个问题非常的有水准哈，就是说你可以问这个用人单位，目前你们这个组织当中，你们在努力改进和想要改变的是什么？其实我觉得，如果此时你听到你能贡献力量的，你可以完全可以说。我愿意帮助你们做这些，对吧？这样一份沉甸甸的这种诚意，我觉得一定能打动很多面试官的。
Yeah, you are taking responsibility and willing to be a part of that change.
Exactly. 那欧美国家其实还特别看重推荐信哈。我已经给好几个西方人写过推荐信了。
Oh, really?
对，就是有好多以前在一起做过工作的，然后回到自己国家之后，然后帮他们写这个 reference letter。
Wow, maybe you should write me one.
Sure, 你没有问我呀。
I don't need one. I have a job, but maybe if I need a new job, I'll ask you.
Okay, anytime.
Yeah, they may also ask for references, which is where people write letters to them about why you would make a good candidate.
是啊，话又说回来了哈。What makes a good candidate? 什么样的 candidate 一般能够通过面试呢？一般能够面试成功呢？
Well, most importantly, someone that is qualified.
Someone that is qualified. 能胜任岗位的。
Yeah, and someone with a decent educational background.
教育背景相当不错的。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and someone who is prepared on time and has a general understanding of the position and company.
对，稍微对你所面试的这个岗位和公司要做一下了解哈。你看，说到这儿吧，我就想起来，我们一席有一位小郭老师，就是森雅，你记得吗？
哦，记得。
嗯，就是当时我们是在大学生招聘会上见到他呢，然后聊过之后呢，他回去之后就迅速把一席的所有的文章，所有的这个 podcast 全部都研究了一遍。
Wow.
然后当时我们的感觉就是这份上心太难得了，真的是。然后其他的方面呢都可以集中资源去好好培养他，就会觉得他可以 overcome every challenge。 那现在这个小郭老师在一席工作三年了，然后越来越优秀、
wow.
对，后面也会跟你们一起来录节目，然后跟大家见面的。
Yeah, wow. So even the lack of experience could be overcome with hard work.
Exactly. 总之呢，面试的过程呢会有很多客观的条件作为框框，但是很多时候呢又绝对是事在人为的。
Yeah, someone needs to have good interview answers or have had experience in a similar field and have good letters of reference.
对。那好，那我们今天的节目呢就聊到这里。关于这个话题，不知道大家有什么想分享的吗？或者说学到了哪一些呢？
Yeah, if you have learned anything, please let us know. 欢迎大家留言、点赞以及转发。
另外，一席文化在招聘英文人才，工作地点呢在美丽的海滨城市青岛。欢迎加入我们，和主播们一起教英文，一起录节目。
Yes, please join us, learn with us, and join our family. We will have lots of fun.
Exactly. Okay, so until next time, this is Pian Pian.
And this is Sayla.
Bye.
Bye.
Wish I'd get you out of my mind, and you'd let me slip through the great divide. But you